Scott Academy Basketball is on Tiger Country 104.5. Presented by The Orthopedic Clinic, Googe Performing Arts Center, Mountain High Outfitters, and Russell Building Supply. Also brought to you by Auburn Bank, Gutter Pro, Advanced Graphics, Auburn Express Towing, and Four Seasons Federal Credit Union. Now, live from courtside, here's the voice of Lee Scott Academy Basketball, Christian Griffin.
Clark Ivins makes her way to center court as tonight we celebrate another member of the Comma Club. Clark Ivins, 1,000 career points. She scored that last night at Trinity, and what a way to set up the event here tonight that needs absolutely no introduction. Here inside Sanford Gymnasium and Lee Scott Academy, we're going to take a quick break. We're going to have a quick prayer. We're going to go ahead and have the anthem in there as well. When we come back, we will get you underway with keys to the game and starting lineups. It's the Glenwood Gators, and it's your Lee Scott Academy Warriors. All of that coming up when we come back here on Tiger Country 104.5.
My joints aren't what they used to be. Routine exercise, playing ball outside with the kids, riding bikes on vacation. I never worried about keeping up. But now, my joint pain has started slowing me down. I decided to make an appointment with the Orthopedic Clinic. Their surgical partners had the experience, technology, and personalized approach to care that I was looking for. Best of all, it was close to home. I'm thankful I chose the Orthopedic Clinic. Don't let joint pain slow you down. Visit theorthoclinic.com and schedule your appointment today.
The Googe Performing Arts Center at Auburn University is Alabama's premier destination for the arts, bringing you the very best of Broadway, dance, music, and more. Learn more about upcoming performances and see the calendar of events online at googecenter.auburn.edu. That's G-O-G-U-E center.auburn.edu. Or call the box office 334-844-TIXS.
Every sports team has a glue guy, the unsung hero that does the dirty work. Society's glue guys are towing companies. Whether your car is in an accident or you own a business and need a vehicle moved, we all need tow trucks. When you need one, call Auburn Express Towing, offering 24-hour towing services. AET specializes in parking lot and private property towing in Auburn. Call 334-821-6033. Auburn Express Towing, located at 615 Opelika Road.
Mountain High Outfitters is helping you gear up for cooler weather with new styles and colors in downtown Auburn. From fan favorites in footwear like Hoka, On, Ultra, Brooks, New Balance, and Birkenstock, Mountain High Outfitters offers the largest footwear selection in Auburn. Plus, find those hard-to-get apparel brands like Aviator Nation, Gold Hinge, Yori, Local Boy, and Free People Movement. Don't forget our new trucker hats from Good Ol' Boy, Gorin Brothers, and American Needle. Come visit Mountain High Outfitters next to Tzatziki's on South College in the heart of Auburn.
Now the starting lineups presented by Auburn Bank on your LSA sports station, Tiger Country 104.5.
The prayer has been said. The anthem has been sang here inside Sanford Gymnasium as we get you underway for Lee Scott and Glenwood here tonight. The rivalry that started in the AISA and has made its way into the AHSAA. And the last time this Glenwood Gator team made their way to Sanford Gymnasium, it was the Lee Scott Academy Warriors that clinched an area championship. And my goodness, are we ready to do it here again tonight. The starting lineups tonight for your Lee Scott Academy Warriors are presented by Auburn Bank. Their local team stands ready to discuss your financial needs and goals. Auburn Bank, champions of you and proud sponsor of Lee Scott Warrior Basketball. It's the 5'7 junior wearing number 2, Haynes Kesey. It's the 5'10 junior wearing number 10, Lucy Zellner. The 5'8 junior wearing number 20, Maggie Herndon. Number 1, the sophomore, Clark Ivett. And the 5'4 junior, Miss Sydney Dunlap. We're underway. The Gators win the opening tip. They are going right to left here on your radio dial. They work their way down low. It's knocked out of bounds. Warriors and Gators on the floor. They're letting them play here. No whistle, no jump ball either. The Gators are able to get it out across the volleyball line extended. We appreciate everybody for joining us here tonight. What a contest it's set to be. What a contest the JV boys game was. Hoping we can continue the momentum here into the varsity girls and the varsity boys. A back cut gets down to the free throw line, and it's thrown away. Clark Ivett with a steal underneath the basket. Now going left to right. The Warriors in their home whites, the red numbers, and red Warriors across the front. The road Gators in their road orange. Skip pass. Sydney Dunlap catch and shoot triple on the right wing. She knocks it down. Sydney Dunlap gets the scoring started for the Warriors. And there is the pressure that you're starting to see more and more of for Coach Courtney Harrison's squad. Gators able to inbound it, have it all the way by the volleyball line. Now get it across half court. And the Gators will slow things up and allow their offense to work in the half court. A minute 15 gone by here in the opening quarter between Glenwood and Lee Scott. The AISA rivalry now in the 3A AHSAA level. The Gators have it down low. Works their way to the low block. Fake left, spin back right. And they're going to get Lucy Zellner on a shooting foul. The Warriors don't necessarily agree with it. Neither does she. Thought there was a lot of ball. Instead, the Glenwood Gators sit at the free throw line and will earn two the hard way. We'll get you tonight's keys to the game here as we go. But as always, they're presented by Jeffco Tran Funeral Home and Crematory. You can call on them in your time of need. The first free throw, line number 14, Claire Hargrove, is good. This Glenwood team comes into play tonight 12-11, but 3-0 in area play and coming off of back-to-back momentum building wins in the area. The second free throw hits every single part of the goal, but goes down 3-2, 90 seconds into the contest. Clark Ivins almost throws it away, and she does at the opposing volleyball line. Works its way down to the free throw line, and the Gators now look to push. Working their way down low is number three, Hale Palmore, and she's able to lay it in with the left hand. So four unanswered points by the Gators. They have a 4-3 lead. And Sydney Dunlap is now guarded all the way out by the volleyball line. They're going to call a jump ball with the Gators winning the tip. It'll stay on this side of the floor here with the Warriors. This Lee Scott Warrior team comes into play at 12-8. But again, 2-0 in area play. Ivett throws it to Herndon, who gets it taken away. Left-handed layup by Palmore is no good, but they're going to get, I believe they're going to get Herndon. They are, yes. Maggie Herndon on the shooting foul. So Bailey Palmore now with another chance at the free throw line. A couple of dribbles and the free throw, nothing but net. Gators 5, Warriors 3 here inside Sanford Gymnasium tonight. Prior to the game, again, we mentioned it. Clark Ivett hit the comma club. 1,000 career points, only the fourth Lee Scott varsity girls basketball player to do so, as Palmore goes 2-for-2 from the stripe. And Ivett, by far the youngest Warrior to do so. Again, only a sophomore. Dunlap kicks it to Kesey. A really tough jumper, no good. Dunlap offensive rebound, and she lays it in with the right hand. Sydney Dunlap now with all five for Lee Scott, and the lead is trimmed down to one. 5.5 to play here in this first quarter, and now a blocking foul on Clark Ivett as they tried to set the trap. Ivett couldn't get down to that near baseline in time. They're going to get her for a tripping foul. That's already three personals on the Warriors here in this first quarter. Warriors with a one-point deficit, trailing 6-5. Palmore in transition, bounce pass, right-handed layup, rattles home. That's number one, Reagan Bone, who's able to lay it in. Now the Gators applying a little bit of pressure. Haynes Kesey, Sydney Dunlap, catch and shoot without hesitation. She rattles in another one.
Blue Warrior 3.
Game notched at 8. And the 5-4 junior, all 8 points for the Lee Scott Warriors. Both teams pressing all 94 feet. The Gators able to break it. Left-handed layup charges into Lucy Zellner. Should be an offensive foul, and is. You can hear the energy in this arena already building here tonight. My goodness. Not many empty seats, and by the time this game hits halftime for the varsity boys, there won't be a single one. Already a little bit of standing room only as well. Ivitz has the ball at the volleyball line. Dunlap, this time they quick to contain her. Maggie Herndon catch and shoot three. Can't buy that one. And the Gators look to push. Instead, Kesey gets the steal down low. Bounce pass to Lucy Zellner. She loses it, but it goes into the hands of Maggie Herndon on the right wing. The top of the key. Clark Ivett, 4-3. Warriors can't buy one now. Maggie Herndon there, the offensive rebound. She puts it home. Maggie Herndon has the her total. She has two in the contest. The first non-Sydney Dunlap Warrior to find the bottom of the net. Warriors with a 10-8 advantage halfway through this opening period. In transition, Gators catch and shoot three on the right wing. It is too strong. Weak side rebound with the Gators, but it's thrown away. Kesey and Dunlap, a 2-on-1. Bounce pass to Dunlap. Right-handed layup, no good. And the Gators with the rebound, they look to push. Now a 2-on-2 break for them, and Palmore charges into Clark Ivett. No whistle. I agree with the call, but the second chance opportunity is there, and Reagan Bone now will head to the line to shoot a pair. The Glenwood Gators quick in transition. You have a couple different ball handlers, and when they get inside that paint area, not afraid to lower their shoulder into a Warrior, initiate the contact, and try and draw the whistle. I agree again with that no call from Palmore on Ivett, rather. But on that offensive rebound, Vone heads to the line where she can't connect on the first. But also important to note already, that was the fourth team foul for this Lee Scott Warrior squad. So for the final 4 minutes and 4 seconds, any common foul will lead to free throws for the visiting Gators. Bone goes 1-for-2. Warriors look to break that press. Sydney Dunlap has it in the far corner, and they're going to call her for steps. Jab stepped with both feet, didn't put the ball on the floor. And we are going the other way. 3:55 to play here in this first quarter. Warriors 10, Gators 9 in the first of three, if not more, matchups in the 2025-2026 season. Palmore trying to go to work on Haynes. Kesey gets cut off, now works her way back to the left. Bounce pass to Bone. She gets it blocked, but it's going to be a reach-in foul on Haynes Kesey, and they're going to call that in the act of shooting. It wouldn't have mattered, would have led to free throws regardless. But again, already the fifth team foul, so not only are the Gators shooting free throws, but that's something you'll look for here in this second half, as the foul count could possibly work in favor of the Gators. The Gators have only committed one personal foul to the Warriors 5, as Bone knocks down the front end. She's up to 4, and the game is notched at 10. Two dribbles, spins the ball into her left hand and puts it up with the right. And 2-for-2 trip. That time she has 5. She's the leading scorer for the Gators. Clark Ivett, skip pass all the way to Dunlap. Works away to the elbow. Now the outlet pass to Haynes Kesey. Now Herndon at the top of the key. Thought about the three. The Gators in there. 2-3 zone, but really pressuring to take the ball away from Clark Ivett. A little right-handed baseline in between a jumper and a layup gets knocked out of bounds. Maggie Herndon will inbound for the Warriors. Lee Scott again going left to right on your radio dial. The Gators will be going from right to left. Haynes Kesey will trigger for the Warriors. Out to Dunlap, on the right wing. Now out to Ivett, all the way out by half court, but she's able to save it from the backcourt violation. Gators blitz her. Dunlap left wide open, can't connect from the other wing. And I believe after it's knocked out of bounds, they will say that it stays on this side of the floor. 3:12 to play in the first quarter. Warriors trail it 11-10. DC, the inbounder, finds Herndon. Her catch and shoot triple once again. That wing is her spot tonight. That is her third triple of the afternoon. And Sydney Dunlap already up to 11. 11 of the 13 for Lee Scott here tonight. Ivett almost gets a poke steal. Now instead, it's still Halmore, and she dribbles off her foot, knocked out of bounds. We're going the other way. Warriors quick in transition. Dunlap once again, this time can't connect. I was still writing tallies on my notepad Now Maggie Herndon from the top of the key. She knocks down a triple, and the Warriors are feeling themselves from beyond the three-point line. Timeout on the floor. We will stay right here on the Lee Scott Sports Network. My goodness, the shooting from deep for this Lee Scott Warrior squad. They do so much better at home than they do on the road, and they lead it 16-11 with 2:35 to play here in this opening period. Christian Griffin here with you on the Lee Scott Sports Network. And man, we appreciate everybody for being here with us, whether it's Tiger Country 104.5, TigerCountry.net, or that Radio Alabama app. And my goodness, a playoff atmosphere already building here inside Sanford Gymnasium tonight. And so far, it's been Sydney Dunlap and Maggie Herndon, the only two scorers for this Warrior squad. And when you look at it, it's a team obviously led by Clark Ivitz. But Sydney Dunlap, averaging right around 5.5 a contest, has already doubled that here tonight. Maggie Herndon averaging right around 8. She has 5, so well on her way tonight. As the Gators inbound, the Warriors keeping their pressure. Sutton Lewis has checked into the game for Lee Scott Academy. Checked in for Lucy Zellner. But forcing havoc on the offensive end for the Gators are the Warriors' defense. It's knocked around, goes all the way into the half-court semicircle, where LSA had it tipped off here tonight. Gator still with the basketball. Palmore working her way. Baseline gets cut off. Spin back towards the middle of the floor. And the Gators are struggling to set something up. 18-foot jumper beyond the free throw line is no good. Long rebound with Kesey. Outlets it to Maggie Herndon. Now Ivett on the left wing. Skip past Dunlap, but it's knocked out of bounds. I'm sure Coach Perdue let every Gator know, do not allow number 5. An open shot, especially on the right wing. Herndon, Dunlap, who thought about it? Maggie Herndon thought about it, but instead will back things out with Clark Ivett to the volleyball line. Pass to Haynes Kesey at the top of the key. There is Dunlap. Now Herndon. Again, the Gators 2-3 zone, forcing the Warriors to play their offense a little bit further beyond than they would like. But Clark Ivett, a step or two inside the three-point line, she gets her first bucket to go. And something you would love to see if you're Lee Scott. Get missed 1,000 to dominate this contest. And for the Gators, that is clearly the mindset, is to force everybody but Clark Ivitz. Oh, and a blocking foul. They're going to get Haynes Kesey right in front of Coach Corey Harrison and the Warrior bench. You saw some physicality earlier. That one, as Palmore left her feet, obviously a little bit more grace for the ball handler. Now she's going to head to the line to shoot a couple again, as that is the Warriors' 6th team foul. Here in this first quarter, 1:19 to play, but she can't connect on the front end. Rayleigh Langford will check in for Haynes Kesey. Langford, one of the two players I got to meet with yesterday to talk about the season, talk about this Warrior squad as a whole, as an empty trip from the free throw line goes out of bounds. Maybe a perfect ball, don't lie, situation. 18-11. Warriors with the lead and with the basketball, a 2-2-1 full court press set up for the Gators. It goes to Langford, apologies, and gets thrown away. Right-handed layup in transition, no good. Offensive rebound is no good. The Gators a little bit more size than the Warriors down low. The third chance opportunity from Palmore on the left wing is no good. And they're going to call, I believe, an offensive foul. They will. It was number 1, Reagan Bone, who had almost an arm bar into a Warrior trying to go up for the offensive rebound. So the Warriors able to escape the live ball turnover and a couple offensive rebounds. Rayleigh Langford has the basketball. Now Herndon, now baseball pass to Ivett. It almost gets stolen away instead. Ivett works her way down low. Kick out, Sydney Dunlap once again, this time off the back iron. But Rayleigh Langford, who just checked into the contest, the weak side offensive rebound, she's hit on the arm. Only the second personal foul on this Gator squad. It's going to go on Emerson White, the first team foul. Maggie Herndon will inbound the basketball with 46 seconds to play. Dunlap works her way to the right elbow. Back out to Clark Ivett. Her catch-and-shoot triple, maybe off a bounce rather, is too short. Bone the offensive rebounds. Warriors keeping two defenders in the backcourt, trying to force the ball out of Palmore's hands. Instead, she's able to break it. Pass to Emerson White, three, no good. Second chance opportunity from the left wing. She leaves that one short as well. Gators able to save it from going out of bounds. Down low to White once again. Bones rebounds and offensive layup won't go. Dunlap now the rebound in on the floor, and she gets hacked. Fighting for the loose ball. They're going to get Lily Moody. That's going to be her first personal foul. 10.4 to play in this opening period. The Warriors lead by a touchdown, 18-11. That's actually, apologies, her second foul on Moody. Herndon, bounce pass to Clark Ibitz. Works her way down the right baseline. Kick out to Dunlap. Down low to Sutton Lewis. Layup won't go. Fight for the rebound is ripped away by the Gators. And that is how the first 8 minutes will come to a close. A round of applause for the Lee Scott faithful. As the Warriors hot shooting from three, especially in those first four and a half minutes. And the Warriors lead it 18-11. We're back with the start of the second quarter right after this. You're listening to Radio Alabama Sports on Tiger Country 104.5. And this is the Lee Scott Sports Network presented by the Orthopedic Clinic.
My joints aren't what they used to be. Routine exercise, playing ball outside with the kids, riding bikes on vacation. I never worried about keeping up. But now, my joint pain has started slowing me down. I decided to make an appointment with the Orthopedic Clinic. Their surgical partners had the experience, technology, and personalized approach to care that I was looking for. Best of all, it was close to home. I'm thankful I chose the Orthopedic Clinic. Don't let joint pain slow you down. Visit theorthoclinic.com and schedule your appointment today.
The first half of Lee Scott Academy basketball is brought to you by Russell Building Supply on Tiger Country 104.5.
Start of the second quarter here on the Lee Scott Sports Network. Warriors lead it here at home inside Sanford Gymnasium, 18-11. And it was only three Warriors that found the score column, something that you're not used to seeing, especially in those first 8 minutes. Used to five or six Warriors that get on the board. Instead, it was the Sydney Dunlap show in those first 8 minutes. She knocked down three triples, and she leads all scorers here tonight. She has 13. No, 11. Okay. Can't even read my tallies. I was having to write them so fast. She has 11. Maggie Herndon has 5. And Clark Ibitz has 2 points. It's Gator basketball as we get things underway here in the second quarter. Palmore tries to work her way left, gets cut off, gets it to White on the left wing. Now out to Bone at the top of Keys. Foot on the line, can't bank in the long jumper. Maggie Herndon will corral the rebound. She gets it to Clark Ibitz, and we're going the other way. Ibitz now gets to the opposing free throw line. Didn't love where she was at. Maggie Herndon from the top of the key, can't get the running floater to go. Team's trade misses here in these first 45 seconds. Warriors continuing their pressure all the way past the half-court line, but the Gators able to break it. Left-handed layup is good from Lily Moody, trying to draw contact. Didn't get the whistle, but got the layup to go. A minute gone by here in this opening period. Sydney Dunlap has it on the right wing. Sutton Lewis, layup won't go. Offensive rebound, and she's hit. She'll head to the line to shoot a pair. So now two Gators in the contest now with two personal fouls a minute into this first quarter. The difference for Lee Scott is they have six personal fouls, but it's only Haynes Kesey that has two. Everybody else just has one. But again, we'll do our best to keep track of that throughout the night goes. Lewis can't connect on the front end. This Lee Scott Warrior team shoots only 23% from three, but my goodness, don't tell them that. As the first quarter, they knocked down four of them. But Lewis can't knock down one of the free throws. Gators now quickly to go in transition, almost a turnover, but saved by a Gator on the right wing. Out to Palmore, one of their main guards, try and throw it down low to Bone, and it's intercepted by Lewis. Pass to Rayleigh Langford, and the layup is blocked. Emerson White able to gather the rebound in the coffin corner, but find one of her teammates. Now the Gators, a 3-on-2 break, but the Warriors do a nice job of getting back. Palmore will set up the offense, standing on the L near half court. 6 minutes to play in this first half, but a fast-paced first half. Elbow jumper by the Gators. Hit the backboard, nothing else, off of a couple of feet and goes straight to Haley Palmore on the left baseline, where she puts it up from about 15 feet, and she falls to the floor. The Gators will head to the line to shoot a couple. That's Maggie Herndon's second. First free throw hits the front of the rim. A reminder that the first half of tonight's game is presented by Russell Building Supply and Russell DeWitt Center. Experience and knowledge from the pros at your hometown home center. Sanford Gymnasium continuing to fill in here tonight. They're going to be shoulder to shoulder, if not standing on the wall next to somebody. As Palmore goes 1-for-2 from the line. She has 5 now in the contest. The lead trimmed to 4. Gators don't supply much pressure this time. Ivitz now to Dunlap. Skip to Stella Henderson, who just checked in, and she hits the line drive 3. The 5th triple knockdown for this Warrior squad here in the first 10 or so minutes. And now the inbound gets stolen by Clark Ivett on the right wing. She'll slow things up. No, she won't. Crossover dribble works her way down low, and it's going to be a foul called on the floor. But a nice job. Estella Henderson from the left wing knocks down a 3, allows the Warriors to set up their trap, set up their pressure. And something, again, you didn't really see too much of up until area play. But now you're seeing a lot of that, and you're seeing this Lee Scott Warrior team reap the rewards from it, especially if they can force live ball turnovers. Langford throws it down low to Lewis. Now to Dunlap, her catch and shoot 3. That right wing 3 won't go. Fight for the rebound, and I don't believe Dunlap could save it. She stepped out of bounds. And it's Gator basketball. Man, you see Sydney Dunlap shoot it from the right wing. That's been her honey hole so far in this first half for Lee Scott Academy, who leads it by a touchdown, 21-14. And it was Palmore that went coast to coast. The right-handed layup was no good. She was underneath the rim. And Rayleigh Langford now outrunning the entire Gator defense. She's going to head to the line as the left-handed layup was blocked, but she was hit on the forearm. And quick to get up, my goodness, the speed of Miss Rayleigh Langford gathering the rebounds, not waiting, just going coast to coast. And that is now, I believe, what our wonderful PA announcer Davis McIsaac said is Bone's 3rd personal foul. Could be wrong, so don't fact check me for that. But Rayleigh Langford knocks down the front end. And she knocks down the second one. And that answers maybe a little bit of the questions as Reagan Bone makes her way to the bench for head coach Sonny Perdue. Gators inbounding the basketball, can run the length of the floor. They trail 23-14, 5:15 to play. Having trouble inbounding, able to get it to their point guard, Palmore, who races her way along the far sideline. With Clark Ivitz, the Gators able to break a little bit of a trap, have it just beyond the free throw line, and now we'll try and set up a little bit of offense. But the Warrior man-to-man pressure forcing the Gators to set their offense well beyond the volleyball line. It's Emerson White that has it, guarded by Stella Henderson. She cuts her off baseline, forces a really tough jumper. It's no good, and Henderson able to gather the offensive rebounds. Dunlap now will race her way on the right side, now towards the middle of the floor. Nobody picks her up. She works her way all the way inside. Kick out Clark Ivett for 3, and it's too strong. Fight for the rebound. Comes up by Sydney Dunlap, who was away from the play, but came in charging. Her right-handed layup all in one motion doesn't go, but she's hacked and will head to the charity stripe for a couple. Right now, this Lee Scott team is winning the effort plays and winning the 50-50 battles. And Lee Scott has a chance to make this a double-digit game as the first free throw rattles home. Dunlap now with 12 of the 24 here tonight. Second free throw off the back iron, too strong. The Gators clear it on their end. But again, the Warriors, even off of misses, still applying a little bit of pressure, almost force a turnover, but an athletic catch by White. They get it down low on the left-handed layup by number 23, Kinsley Cushmore, is good. She's now on the board, and the lead is trimmed to 8. Ivett Now to Dunlap, gets cut off, back to Clark Ivett, works her way towards the middle of the floor, and the floater hits every part of the rim, but goes down. Clark Ivett, I'm telling you, you get inside about 6 feet, and if it doesn't find the bottom of the net, I'd be lying to you. And a travel now on the other end, as Palmore was trying to find a teammate, was unable to do so. Lee Scott now will have an inbounds with Rayleigh Langford under their own basket. Lee Scott leads it by 10, 26-16 halfway through this fast-paced second quarter. Down low, Ivett on the inbound. The Gators fall asleep. And Ivett now back-to-back bucket. She has six, and the Warriors lead by a dozen. Gators able to break the press, but so far something you're not seeing as Reagan Bone sits on the bench, I believe, with three personal fouls. Not too many ball handlers. The Gators don't feel overly comfortable putting the ball on the floor. You know a couple of these names that you've seen for a couple of these years. As the far corner, the near corner three, rather, is nothing but air. And Emerson White is going to force the jump ball. It was a couple Warriors in there. Not exactly sure who got their hands on it, but the possession arrow gives it to Lee Scott Academy. And Coach Purdue wants a timeout. You now see the Warrior faithful get on their feet and applaud this Corey Harrison squad. A timeout on the floor, a full timeout, means we will take one with them. 28-16, the Lee Scott varsity girls out in front of the Glenwood Gators. And we'll take a break. Be back in 30 seconds. You're listening to Radio Alabama Sports on Tiger Country 104.5.
From day one back in 1907, Auburn Bank's mission has been clear: to serve our community, see businesses flourish, and improve lives locally by making sound business decisions and responding with care every day. Today, we continue to fulfill our mission with a team of local, commercial, and consumer lenders who are ready to help meet your needs and goals. Auburn Bank, champions of you. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender, online at auburnbank.com.
.23 remaining in the second quarter. Both teams make their way back onto the floor following Coach Purdue, the head coach of the Glenwood Gators, varsity girls and varsity boys, spending a timeout. It is Warrior basketball going left to right on your radio dial, and we appreciate everybody for being here with us, whether it's Tiger Country 104.5, TigerCountry.net, the Radio Alabama app, the live stream as well. Warriors 28, Gators 16. They go back to that 3-2 or the 2-3 zone. Henderson from the far corner again can't get it to go. Dunlap, the offensive rebound, works her way into the trees, and her layup gets blocked, but I think they're going to call her for steps. They will. Didn't necessarily have the clean angle and shuffled the feet just enough to get the whistle. 3:07. To play here in this second quarter. Warriors continue to apply their full court pressure. Kick out to the far corner. Really tough 15-foot jumper. No good. Henderson, the offensive rebound, almost gets it ripped away. And I believe the call after hesitation will be a jump ball. And this time it will stay on this side of the floor. We've seen the Gators dive after the balls, but create contact in there as well. The inbounds goes all the way out to the top of the key. And they will set up the half court with Haley Palmore. An on-ball screen on the left wing. Now to the right elbow. White has it. A step or two to the right of the right wing. Almost thrown away right in front of the Warrior bench. It's Emerson White guarded by Clark Ivett. Fadeaway jumper baseline is nothing but air. Knocked out of bounds. Should be going Warrior basketball, and it is. Nice on-ball defense from Clark Ivett, cutting off Emerson White from working her way baseline. Gators set up in that 2-3 zone. If you're not careful, you sag below the three-point line. Clark Ivett will happily hit a step-in three-point jumper, but there is the pressure of the zone, forcing a turnover. Two-on-one, Rayleigh Langford, the only defender back for Lee Scott Academy. The layup is no good. And a fight for the basketball should be a jump ball once again. Stella Henderson will force it. And a nice defense by Langford, not picking up a foul, causing the missed layup. And Dunlap was there, or apologies, Henderson was there to force the jump ball and give it back to the Warriors with 2 minutes to play. Almost a 1-3-1 now look that Coach Purdue is giving. Henderson's going to try her luck again from deep. Can't rattle that one home. And the rebound right underneath the rim goes to the Gators. Palmore racing her way along the far side. Gets cut off at the scorer's table by Clark Ivitz. Ball knocked out by Stella Henderson now into the far corner. Again, the Gators' offense just looks a little bit disconjointed. You don't have the ball handlers. They're trying to do everything they can to find Haley Palmore. And if you can't do that, there's not too much left. They're able to this time, working her way down low. And she's hit on the arm. Are they going to say that that was in the act of shooting as she fell to the floor? They're going to call that on Sutton Lewis. The official didn't hold up the two fingers. It should be a foul on the floor. But instead, it will be Palmore heading to the stripe to shoot a couple with 90 seconds to play. First free throw is good. Palmore, the leading scorer on this varsity girls team for the Glenwood Gators here tonight. And in the season, she averages right around 15. Approaching that halfway point here in the second. As statistics would say, she has 7. And she knocks both of them down. 28-18. Ivett with a skip pass to Henderson. Now out to Rayleigh Langford on the left wing. Back to Henderson. And it was knocked out by one of the Gators, and Clark Ivett tried to save it, and it hit Coach Purdue, who was on the floor. And because of that, the officials are saying, and now they change the call. And now Coach Corey Harrison wants the explanation, rightfully so, as Coach Purdue was standing basically where a shooter would in the far corner, and the pass went to Clark Ivett. And hit him and went out of bounds. Now you understand the officiating being a live ball, but the Warriors being wow, on the wrong end of a really unfortunate call. The Gators steal a possession as Coach Purdue now stands behind the Glenwood Gator bench as Clark Ivett gambles on the inbound. A 3-on-2 kick out near corner three is blocked by Clark Ivett. Rebound underneath the basket, stepped on the inline. We're going the other way. Ball don't lie. Stop. 60 seconds to play in the second quarter. Clark Ivett runs her way up the floor. They're forcing her right. I'm not exactly sure why. Langford, Dunlap, she tries her triple again, and she connects again.
Over three.
Sydney Dunlap with 15 now in the contest. 4 triples. She leads the way for this Warrior squad. 40 seconds to play. The Gators throw it down low. Could have been a travel, no whistle. Wyatt has it at the volleyball line. A nice step-through move. Layup won't go. A 5-4, the offensive rebound won't go. A fourth chance opportunity with White. Hits off the front of the rim, and Sutton Lewis will gather it well beyond the three-point line. Ivett, now with 22 seconds to play, gets it to Sydney Dunlap. She gets to the volleyball line. One more to Langford, one more to Henderson. Her triple is just short. Love the ball movement you're seeing from this Warrior squad. 13 seconds to play in this second quarter. Warriors lead by 13. Palmore has it. The up and under won't go. No whistle. Knocked out of bounds. Warrior basketball with 4.3 remaining on the clock. Last time we were in this situation, Clark Ivett hit a half-court three. Wesley Kate Crocker makes her way onto the floor for the first time here tonight. If you're Rayleigh Langford, you should let the ball roll it. Or instead, they get it to Ivett. 4 seconds, 3 seconds, three-pointer from the volleyball line, and she leaves it short. And that is how the first half will come to a close. The Warrior faithful, a round of applause as this Warrior squad playing some of the best basketball that you've seen here in these first 16 minutes. They lead it by a baker's dozen, 31-18. And when we come back, we'll get you underway in the Orthopedic Clinic halftime report. We'll talk about the first half, dive into some of these stats, and talk about what Coach Corey Harrison and the Lee Scott varsity girls need to do to move to 3-0 in area play, but more importantly, get a big-time win over the Glenwood Gators here tonight. We welcome you into the Orthopedic Clinic on the other side of this two-minute break here on the Lee Scott Sports Network, presented by the Orthopedic Clinic.
My joints aren't what they used to be. Routine exercise, playing ball outside with the kids, riding bikes on vacation. I never worried about keeping up. But now, my joint pain has started slowing me down. I decided to make an appointment with the orthopedic clinic. Their surgical partners had the experience, technology, and personalized approach to care that I was looking for. Best of all, it was close to home. I'm thankful I chose the orthopedic clinic. Don't let joint pain slow you down. Visit theorthoclinic.com and schedule your appointment today.
Hi, this is Tyler with Gutter Pro. Around here, we believe details make the difference. That's why we're the premier choice for custom seamless gutter systems and leak protection for both homes and businesses. No matter what kind of gutter you need, we do it all. From seamless installs to custom finishes, our work is built to last and tailored to your style. So don't settle for less. Leave it to the pros at Gutter Pro. Check us out today at gutterprosolutions.com. That's gutterprosolutions.com.
Our members, love us.
Oh, yes. Ever since I got off active duty, they have helped me. I would recommend to anyone, if you really want to get your finances in order, come and see for yourself. I promise you, they will help you get on the path to financial freedom.
Four Seasons Federal Credit Union with two local branches. Membership eligibility required. Accounts federally insured by the National Credit Union Administration.
Hey guys, this is Tyler Reynolds with Reynolds Outdoors. Fall is right around the corner, which means hunting season will be on us before you know it. We are now carrying some of the best-known archery brand names like Matthews and PSE to go along with our well-stocked supply of firearms we have always been known for. And did you know we are the largest dealer of box blinds in Alabama, carrying popular brand names like Redneck and Banks? Don't forget, we carry Sitka, Bandit, and Drake apparel as well. Come see us today to meet all of your fall hunting needs. Located on Geneva Street in Opelika.
Mountain High Outfitters is helping you gear up for cooler weather with new styles and colors in downtown Auburn. From fan favorites in footwear like Hoka, On, Ultra, Brooks, New Balance, and Birkenstock, Mountain High Outfitters offers the largest footwear selection in Auburn. Plus, find those hard-to-get apparel brands like Aviator Nation, Gold Hinge, Yori, Local Boy, and Free People Movement. Don't forget our new trucker hats from Good Ol' Boy, Gorin Brothers, and American Needle. Come visit Mountain High Outfitters next to Tzatziki's on South College in the heart of Auburn.
Experience and knowledge from the pros. Russell DeWitt Center at Building Supply.
Russell Building Supply is your hometown home improvement store. You'll find what you need when you need it. And as a Russell Rewards member, you'll be in the know about monthly specials and exclusive offers. Russell Building Supply, East University in Auburn, across from Cary Creek Publix.
Experience and knowledge from the pros. Russell DeWitt Center at Building Supply.
The Lee Scott Academy Basketball Halftime Show is brought to you by the Orthopedic Clinic on Tiger Country 104.5.
31-18, the Lee Scott Warriors have the lead over the Glenwood Gators at the halftime break, and we welcome you into the Orthopedic Clinic Halftime Reports and remind you that the Orthopedic Clinic is East Alabama's go-to center for orthopedic care with locations in Auburn and Opelika to better serve you. You can find them online at theorthoclinic.com. And my goodness, for a team that only shoots 23% from behind the arc, you don't want to tell Coach Corey Harrison that or tell any of these Lee Scott Warrior girls as they knock down five of them in this first half. It was led by Sydney Dunlap, who knocked down four. Clark Ivett leads the way for the season, averaging right at 21 points a game. But we've talked all about how this team has so many different Warriors that can step up in so many big-time situations. And if you can get one girl to have above an average game or above her average scoring, you really, really like where you can sit if you're this Lee Scott Warrior squad. And the fact right now that Clark Ivett has six, we'll get into some of those numbers here in just a little bit, but that you have Sydney Dunlap, who leads all scorers with 15. They've let her shoot and they let her shoot a couple of times. Another time, she's knocked down a couple really contested jumpers. She's won offensive rebounds. What a first half by this Lee Scott Warrior squad. Again, they lead it 31-18 here inside Sanford Gymnasium. Let's take a look at some of those halftime stats as they're brought to you by Lee County Revenue Commissioner Olene Price, who reminds you that if you need services from her office, there's the main office at the courthouse in Opelika and satellite offices in Auburn and Smith Station. Clark Ivett, the newest member of the Comma Club, missed 1,000. The sophomore guard hit 1,000 points in the last game against Trinity. We were able to celebrate and honor her before the contest of the varsity girls game, and I know that she absolutely loved all of the recognition that we had to give her here inside Sanford Gymnasium. She has 6, but 4 of those came in the second quarter. They are doing everything they can, are the Gators, denying Clark Ivett the basketball. Again, she averages almost 22 points per contest. Raylee Langford has a bucket in there as well, but again, we talked about it yesterday in our interview with the Lee Scott varsity girls, and if you haven't seen that, go check out all of Lee Scott Academy's social pages where you'll be able to check out the full interviews with the Lee Scott varsity girls and the varsity boys. But I got to ask Raylee Langford the question about coming off the bench. You're almost a sixth lady or one of the multiple sixth ladies for this Coach Corey Harrison squad, where you get to sit and watch the first 3 or 4 minutes of the basketball game unfold, and what does she want to do when she enters the game? And she talked about playing hard, and that's it sounds easier said than done and sounds rather elementary, but my goodness, when you talk about the effort that she puts on the defensive and the offensive side of the floor, it means just that. She only has 2 points, but multiple rebounds, multiple steals. She does have a turnover, but she immediately counteracted that and got a winning play for the Lee Scott squad. So all that you can do if you're Raylee Langford, she has 2. Stella Henderson, apologies, this Warrior squad knocked down 6 triples. And Stella Henderson, I forgot to add her tally in there. She has 3. Maggie Herndon has 5. But again, the lady of the first half, it was the Sydney Dunlap show. She had 15, and 11 of those came in the first quarter, and 12 have come from beyond the arc. Those are tonight's halftime stats, brought to you by Lee County Revenue Commissioner Olene Price, who reminds you that if you need services from her office, there's the main office at the courthouse in Opelika and satellite offices in Auburn and Smith Station. We'll take a break, come back, and talk a little bit more strategy about what this Warrior squad needs to do in the second half to pull off a big-time victory over the rival Glenwood Gators. The Lee Scott Warriors lead it 31-18 at the halftime break. When we come back, we'll talk a little bit more numbers and get you the start of the second half right here on Tiger Country 104.5.
From day one back in 1907, Auburn Bank's mission has been clear: to serve our community, see businesses flourish, and improve lives locally by making sound business decisions and responding with care every day. Today, we continue to fulfill our mission with a team of local, commercial, and consumer lenders who are ready to help meet your needs and goals. Auburn Bank, champions of you. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender, online at auburnbank.com.
Hey guys, this is Tyler Reynolds with Reynolds Outdoors. Fall is right around the corner, which means hunting season will be on us before you know it. We are now carrying some of the best-known archery brand names like Matthews and PSC to go along with our well-stocked supply of firearms we have always been known for. And did you know we are the largest dealer of box blinds in Alabama, carrying popular brand names like Redneck and Banks? Don't forget, we carry Sitka, Bandit, and Drake apparel as well. Come see us today to meet all of your fall hunting needs. Located on Geneva Street in Opelika.
Let's get back to the LSA action. It's on to the second half of our game, presented by Googe Performing Arts Center on Tiger Country 104.5.
We wrap up the Orthopedic Clinic halftime report, and one more reminder that the Orthopedic Clinic is East Alabama's go-to center for orthopedic care with locations in Auburn and Opelika to better serve you. You can find them online at theorthoclinic.com. The Lee Scott Warriors lead it 31-18 at the halftime break. talking a little bit about what this Warrior squad needs to do. As great as the three-point line has been, and maybe that's what you need to do tonight with the way that this Gator team is playing a 2-3 zone. They've gone to almost a 3-2 look. They've also gone to a 1-2-2, denying Clark Ivett the basketball. Not quite the box and one, but everything but that so far tonight. So maybe the perimeter is where you need to have success, but still try and work your way down low if you're this Lee Scott Warrior squad. And most importantly, if you can find the bottom of the net, that allows you to really, really step up and amp up that pressure. Something that you saw the Glenwood Gators with have struggle with a little bit in that first half. We're off and running here in the second half. The Lee Scott Warriors and the Glenwood Gators. It's the Gators that get the basketball first. They're now going left to right on your radio dial. The Lee Scott Warriors right to left as it was opposite in the first half. Ball almost intercepted by Sydney Dunlap. Goes to the Gator in the far corner. Now is knocked away. It goes into the hands of Maggie Herndon as they tried to feed Reagan Bone down on the left block. Gator staying in that 3-2 zone, almost a 2-3 that works its way up to a 3-2 based off where the ball is. Clark Ivett can't rattle home a triple, and there should be a foul on the floor. It will be, and it will stay on this end as Lucy Zellner had great box-out position. She's going to draw the foul, and it'll stay on this side of the floor. That's on Reagan Bone. That is her fourth team foul, and again, that is the second ball handler for this Gator squad. She's going to now have to work her way to the bench. We talked a lot, if you were with us in the first half, about how the basketball in the half court felt a little stagnant for the Gators, because if they didn't have Bone on the floor, they didn't have that secondary ball handler. The layup no good by the Gators. Palmore is your starting point guard, and she handles the basketball, has it at the top of the key. Throw it down low. The Warriors fall asleep and are late to correct it. And that's going to be number four, Miss Lily Moody, who will head to the line to shoot a couple. A nice pass from Palmore, chucking it down low. Sydney Dunlap picks up a personal foul. That's only her first. And so Moody has the chance to put the first points on the board for either squad here in this second half. But she can't knock it home. Lee Scott Academy in their home white on whites. The Warriors in script in red across the chest. Numbers in red with the little white trim on the front and the back. Can't knock down either free throw. And now the Warriors in transition. Maggie Herndon threw a one-arm baseball pass to Lucy Zellner, who couldn't corral it. How instead, they say it goes off the foot. Apologies, I didn't see that. I thought that it went through Zellner's hands. He got knocked out of bounds off the foot of one of the Glenwood Gators, so it stays Warrior basketball. Sydney Dunlap tries to stay hot in between the halves, and my goodness, she does. She has 18, and she's knocked down five triples here this evening. Gators able to somehow save the inbounds pass, but it gets knocked out of the hands of the Gator down low. Palmore, the layup falling to the floor. No good. Lucy Zellner almost loses it, but throws it to Sydney Dunlap, and now to Clark Ivett. Ivett, pass to Herndon, now to Kesey in the near corner. Maggie Herndon thought about the three, got away with a travel, and it's volleyball spiked out of bounds into the Warrior bench. 6:22 to play here in this third quarter, 34-18. The Warriors with the basketball and the lead, and there is a little bit more of that 1-2-2 that sinks down when Ivett does not have the basketball. The Gators doing everything they can to force the basketball out of Clark Ivett's hands. But in so, you leave Sydney Dunlap wide open, and the three-point sniper has been just that. She's going to try her chance from the other three and leaves it short. My goodness, from where I'm standing, I thought she was going to kiss it off the glass, but couldn't get it to go. Palmore now will race her way up the floor. Dribble handoff on the left wing. Cut off. Nice job by Sydney Dunlap, or by Maggie Herndon, apologies. And now Clark Ivett, who tried to deny the basketball into the low post, will get called for a reach-in foul, trying to poke the ball away. That's Ivett's second team foul. 5:44 to play in the third, and a nice offensive possession out of the baseline underneath. A nice set. Gives a wide open layup. Sydney Dunlap will try it again. My goodness, no hesitation. Ball knocked around into Haynes Kesey's hand. Maggie Herndon, jab step, works her way to the left side. Dribble handoff with Haynes Kesey, and they're going to call an offensive foul. on Maggie Herndon. I didn't see really anything at all, unless it was possibly the extension of the arms after the dribble handoff. So number 22, Sutton Lewis, will check in for Lee Scott Academy. It's Lewis, Kesey, Dunlap, Ivitz, and Zellner, the five in white for Coach Harrison. Basketball gets down low. Right-handed layup is blocked from behind by Lucy Zellner. Haynes Kesey now a three-on-one break. She's going to take it on the right side. Can't get the layup to go. The gym would have erupted, but she's going to head to the charity stripe to shoot a couple. Haynes Kesey looks to get on the board for the first time here tonight. 34-20. The Warriors lead it. As Kesey can't knock down the front end off the right side of the rim. Samford Gymnasium continuing to pile in here as Kesey can't connect on the back end either. Got an empty trip. The Warriors lead by two touchdowns. 5 minutes to play in this third quarter. White, a dribble handoff to Palmore, who then hands it off. Now a little bit of motion, dribble handoff offense. The Warriors out of position. Left-handed layup is no good. Ivett with the rebounds. And she just tries to protect it as the jump ball signal is called. And everybody looks towards the scorer's table, see the possession arrow pointing in favor of the Lee Scott Warriors. We appreciate everybody for being here with us on this beautiful Friday evening in Auburn, Alabama. What a weekend in the sports world it is set up to be. Dunlap has it, works her way baseline, can't get the layup to go. Another fight for the basketball is ripped away by the Gators. A baseball pass trying to save it, and the Gators have a 2-on-0 break if they look up. Instead, they don't and turn it over. Lucy Zellner has it, and wisely, rather than forcing anything, gets it back into the hands of Clark Ivitz, and she'll set up the offense as she crosses half court. 4.5 to play. Crossover dribble so good that Ivitz almost breaks herself, spins her way back to the middle of the floor, and can't get the jumper to go off the back iron. Palmore now in transition. A 4-on-1. Palmore throws it in and a blocking foul. Oh, man, I thought Ivitz had positioning, and that's two back-to-back fouls. Oh, instead, they're going to get that on Haynes Kesey. Apologies, not on Clark Ivitz. That is the third foul on Haynes Kesey, and again, the fourth team foul for the Lee Scott Warriors, or on the Lee Scott Warriors, with 4:08 to play in the third. The first free throw is short from Haley Palmore. Rayleigh Langford will check in for Haynes Kesey, as it is all but standing room only here tonight. Folks from the Phoenix City area and Columbus continue to pile in, as do the Lee Scott Warriors. What an environment that it's already being and set up to be as the night goes on. Palmore knocks down the second free throw, trims the lead to 13. The skip pass to Sutton Lewis, and she can't hang on to the basketball. Goes off of her shoe, and it's knocked out of bounds. Gator basketball. The Warriors will set up their full court press with 3:55 to play here in the contest. Now they're going to run almost a wide receiver set as all four Gators get in their track stance. And four of them all run towards half court, and only one of them comes back, gets the basketball. Gators now get it at the free throw line. And the six-foot jumper rattles home for number 14, Claire Hargrove. Hargrove now with a bucket in each half. Rayleigh Langford with the basketball. Now to Ivitz. Spins her way away from the contact. Works her way to the free throw line. Skip pass. Sutton Lewis. Her triple is good.
Lewis for three.
Sutton Lewis, who's made an impact in every category except scoring, now you can't say the same. She knocks down her first triple of the afternoon. 7 3-pointers made for the Lee Scott Warriors here at home tonight. Ball thrown down low and a wrestle for it. And Rayleigh Langford able to strip it away from the Gators, but they call the jump ball beforehand. Possession arrow keeps it on this side of the floor with the Glenwood Gators. Again, the Gators scoring on the right side. Here as we look at it, the Warriors on the left. Warriors lead. There's two touchdowns, 37-23. Almost a 5-second call And it is. It was made a second or two later than I thought it happened after the inbound already hit the cater in the hands trying to inbound the basketball. A 1-2-1-1 half court pressure is being set up by the Gators. The Clark Ivett and Rayleigh Langford break it easily. Nobody picks up Clark Ivett. Her elbow jumper finds the bottom of the net. Clark Ivett with a quiet 8 points tonight, but my goodness. The Warriors lead is 16. Can't complain whatsoever. Palmore running light-handed. Right-handed layup is no good. Could be an over-the-back foul. No whistle, but now will be a reach-in, I believe, on Rayleigh Langford as she went for the strip. It is. That's only her first team foul, but more important, that is the fifth team foul on the Lee Scott Warriors here in the third quarter. So for the final 2:37, including these two free throws, the Gators, every foul that they draw will have a chance to creep their way back into this game. Every common foul, I should say. The one thing that the Gators have not done exceptionally well tonight is chip away from the free throw line. And right on cue, the front end is no good. Second free throw is on the way. That one off the back iron, no good. But they're going to call a free throw lane violation. I believe they got that on Sutton Lewis, so the Gators and Moody will have another chance. And she takes advantage. So officially it goes down as a 1-for-2 trip. Ivett gets it to Rayleigh Langford, who throws it right back to Clark Ivett, and she wasn't looking. And you can hear Coach Corey Harrison throwing her arms up to Rayleigh Langford, telling her to calm down, calm down. Every once in a while, this Warrior team gets in the mindset that the ball has to be in Clark Ivett's hands to make plays. Rayleigh, a good enough player to make plays with the basketball in her hands. Gators in transition. Nice bounce pass from Palmore. Right-handed layup, no good. Offensive rebound. And Lily Moody is hacked. And she will head to the line. Back-to-back fouls now on Rayleigh Langford. She has her arms up. I don't think she agreed with the foul call. But Moody with another chance at the line. And apologies, last time that was Claire Hargrove who knocked down the second free throw after the lane violation. So she has five now in the contest, but the front end from Palmore, or Moody rather, apologies, is no good. Neither is the second. And Sutton Lewis clears the rebounds. Ivett has it right in front of the scorer's table. Quick pass to Sydney Dunlap, and my goodness, she knocks down another one. Sydney Dunlap, get the three-point tracker going, 42-24, and another turnover on the Glenwood Gators. Lee Scott basketball, 2 minutes to play here in the third quarter. Sydney Dunlap has knocked down six triples here tonight, folks. Rayleigh Langford looks to add to the total, and she does! Rayleigh Langford now with five in the contest. Gators try and work in transition. Almost turn it over. Skip pass goes into the far corner, in between the far corner and the right wing, and is thrown into the third row. Coach Purdue wants a timeout. You can hear the applause from the Lee Scott faithful to our right. A full timeout. That means we will take one with them. The Lee Scott Warriors lead is 21, 45, 24, 95 seconds to play in the third quarter. We're back in 30 seconds. You're listening to Radio Alabama Sports on Tiger Country 104.5, and this is the Lee Scott Sports Network presented by the Orthopedic Clinic.
Mountain High Outfitters is helping you gear up for cooler weather with new styles and colors in downtown Auburn. From fan favorites in footwear like Hoka, On, Ultra, Brooks, New Balance, and Birkenstock, Mountain High Outfitters offers the largest footwear selection in Auburn. Plus, find those hard-to-get apparel brands like Aviator Nation, Gold Hinge, Yori, Local Boy, and Free People Movement. Don't forget our new trucker hats from Good Ol' Boy, Gorin Brothers, and American Needle. Come visit Mountain High Outfitters next to Tzatziki's on South College in the heart of Auburn.
Seconds to play in the third quarter. And a running floater from Clark Ivett continues the total. Apologies, had to have a little off-microphone communication, but 47-24, the Warriors continue to add to their total. The ball knocked away. It'll stay on this side of the floor with the Glenwood Gators. We will keep the We'll do a live count of the three-point tracker here in just a moment. Baseline out of bounds goes right into the hands of Lily Moody, and she lays it in with the left hand. 60 seconds to play in the third quarter. Clark Ivett works her way into the middle of the floor. Sutton Lewis gets the pass now. Dunlap on the right wing. Out of Rayleigh Langford. The left-handed pass to Clark Ivett. She got hit on the arm. No whistle. Layup is no good. And the Gators able to clear with 42 seconds here in the third. They get it to Emerson White, guarded by Rayleigh Langford. She'll set up the offense right in front of the Gator bench, trailing by 21. A dribble handoff to Palmore, works her way to the middle of the floor. And she's going to get hacked on the way up. Lucy Zellner went for the block but just couldn't get it. So Haley Palmore to the line to shoot a couple. She knocks down the first. Stella Henderson will check in for Lucy Zellner. We'll do a live count here. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 three-pointers made by this Lee Scott Warrior squad. And under three quarters, second free throw is no good. Ivett, the long rebound. She now races the length of the floor. Nobody picks her up, and she's able to kiss it off the glass. Ivett now with 6 in the third quarter alone. She's up to 12 in the contest, and the lead is 22. Warriors able to get back on defense following the transition offense by the Gators. But nonetheless, Wes Sanchez able to lay it in. 3 seconds, 2 seconds. Clark Ivett for three once again. Maybe thought she had another dribble in there before putting it up. But regardless, we head to the fourth quarter. The Lee Scott Warriors lead it 49-29 here on the, here inside Sanford Gymnasium. A 20-point lead for the Lee Scott Warriors. Three quarters down. We got one more to go. Don't you go anywhere. You're listening to Radio Alabama Sports on Tiger Country 104.5, and this is the Lee Scott Sports Network presented by the Orthopedic Clinic.
My joints aren't what they used to be. Routine exercise, playing ball outside with the kids, riding bikes on vacation. I never worried about keeping up. But now, my joint pain has started slowing me down. I decided to make an appointment with the Orthopedic Clinic. Their surgical partners had the experience, technology, and personalized approach to care that I was looking for. Best of all, it was close to home. I'm thankful I chose the Orthopedic Clinic. Don't let joint pain slow you down. Visit theorthoclinic.com and schedule your appointment today.
The Goose Performing Arts Center at Auburn University is Alabama's premier destination for the arts, bringing you the very best of Broadway, dance, music, and more. Learn more about upcoming performances and see the calendar of events online at googecenter.auburn.edu. That's G-O-G-U-E center.auburn.edu. Or call the box office 334-844-TIXS.
the fourth quarter here on the Lee Scott Sports Network. And my goodness, you take a break, you're going to see a Lee Scott bucket find the bottom of the net. Clark Ivins hits a little turnaround jumper from the free throw line. Haynes Kesey gets a steal, and she lays it in with the right hand. A 4-0 run in a matter of 20 seconds continues to increase the lead for the Lee Scott Warriors here at home. 30 seconds into this contest, or into the fourth quarter, rather, it's 53-29. The Gators work it down low. And we'll head back to the free throw line. I believe that's going to be Lily Moody. And it is that heads to the line. It was Stella Henderson's first personal foul. Reagan Bone has checked back into the game. She had 5 early points for this Gator team, but she has 4 personal fouls, so one more. And she will have to sit out the remainder of the contest. And if you're the Lee Scott Warriors, man, you got to find a way to take advantage of that opportunity. She's not going to want to pick up number 5. Work the basketball into the paint. Do everything you can. The ball knocked out of bounds. It'll stay Gator basketball. Work your way down low. Try and draw the contact. Otherwise, take the easy layups. Gators having trouble inbounding the basketball. Now try to find the outlet at the top of the key. They do. It's Hargrove guarded by Clark Ivett. Tries to dump it off down low, but it's intercepted by Ivett. And we're going the other way. Clark Ivett with the left hand leaves it short. Rebound is fought for and won by Haynes Kesey. They'll slow things up and run things in the half court. Stella Henderson has it on the right wing. Now out to Maggie Herndon. Now back to Ivett. Works her way to the free throw line. Then gets cut off. Throws it up with the right hand. Couldn't get it to go. But a fight for the basketball with Clark Ivett. She knew it was off immediately and beat everybody to the right block. It's going to be a jump ball staying on this side of the floor with the Warriors. Well, the possession arrow was initially pointing to the left. Instead, they flip it to the right, so it's Cater basketball. Palmore with the basketball. A nice pass down low to Reagan Bone. She can't get the layup to go, but she'll head to the line to shoot a couple. It's going to go on Sutton Lewis. That's her second. 53-30. The Lee Scott Warriors with the lead. The first free throw from Reagan Bone is no good. Second free throw. Couple of dribbles. A spin. And the second free throw is no good. Henderson with the rebound. She's trapped. Throws it ahead to Haynes Kesey. And that should be a backcourt violation. It is. Kesey a little too antsy. Not allowing the rest of the team to get into the front court. A couple of early turnovers for this Warrior squad. They still lead it by 23. Moody, the inbounder, gets it to Palmore, who's doubled by Kesey and Herndon, racing her way along the far sideline. Gets cut off, but able to get it to a teammate, White, who throws it down low to Reagan Bone. Jumps into the chest of Sutton Lewis. I love the no call, and the layup is no good. Ivett, the weak side, rebounds. Throw ahead pass to Haynes Kesey. Works her way to the free throw line. Stella Henderson, her triple is short, but able to get the offensive rebound. Throws it up again. It's knocked out of bounds. It'll be Warrior basketball. Haynes Kesey, the trigger lady for the Lee Scott Warriors, gets it to Sutton Lewis, back to the top of the key, and Maggie Herndon, her floater from 8 feet, gets it to go off the glass. Maggie Herndon's first point since the first quarter, but she's up to 7. And the Warrior lead is 25. Bone has it on the right elbow. Her jumper is short. Fight for the rebounds. Goes out of bounds, and they're going to say that that's, wow, Gator basketball, no whistle on anything. Gator basketball with 5:55 as Lucy Zellner checks to the scorer's table, and she'll check in for Sutton Lewis. It's Kesey, Zellner, Ivett, Henderson, and Herndon on the floor for the Warriors. Reagan Bone, no. Reagan Bone again, no. Reagan Bone again, no. And now a fight for the basketball, a jump ball this time without a doubt it will be Lee Scott Warrior basketball. You can see the impact that Reagan Bone makes on this team. The tallest player for the Glenwood Gators. Tries to work her way down low. And it's a Gator team that doesn't necessarily shoot well from the field, but they get a lot of shots up, which leads to success. Maggie Herndon, her catch and shoot from the left wing. She knocks down another one. Maggie Herndon now with 10 in the contest. She has 5 in the fourth quarter alone, and the lead is 28. 5.5 to play here in the fourth quarter. Gators setting up their offense. Palmore 3 is too strong. Fight for the rebound goes to Bone, and she's going to go up and get tacked by Lucy Zellner. We'll shoot two more at the line. That's number 4 on Lucy Zellner. 58-30. The Lee Scott Warriors have the lead. The first free throw is good from Reagan Bone. Her first point since the first quarter. She knocks down both of them. 58-32, approaching the 5-minute mark here inside Sanford Gymnasium. Ivett on the right wing. Now to Sydney Dunlap. Back to Clark Ivett. Catch and shoot triple off the front of the rim. Long rebound goes to Emerson White and the Gators. She'll slow things up, as it would have been 1-on-3, if not 1-on-4. Under 5 to play. White guarded by Clark Ivett all the way out at the volleyball line. Now to Bone. Now they swing it to Palmore. Left-handed layup is no good. Long rebound is with Stella Henderson. She gets it to Clark Ivett. Kick ahead pass to Dunlap. Now down low, Zellner. Pump fake and a blow by. She lays it in with the left hand. Lucy Zellner's first points of the contest come at the 4.5-minute mark. Lee Scott still applying their pressure in the half court. Emerson White went for the home run pass but took the extra step. She gets called for the travel. It's Warrior basketball. Sanford Gymnasium continuing to file in here tonight. It'll be just about standing room only by the time we work our way to the varsity boys contest. Ivan has it a step inside the free throw line. Maybe he got blocked. She was asking for a foul, didn't get it. The rebound goes to the Gators right at the 4-minute mark. 60-32. Palmore with a bounce pass. Short corner, Reagan Bone leaves the jumper well too strong. Ivan the rebound, and she's off by herself. A 2-on-2, rather. Ivan stops her feet at the elbow, maybe got away with a walk. Able to get it to Maggie Herndon, and Ivett now will set things up in the far corner. Sydney Dunlap yet again. Oh, man, can't get it that time. Ball knocked around. Goes into the hands of Haley Palmore. Palmore plows ahead and is the beneficiary of the call. She will head to the line to shoot a couple. The Warriors number 15, Wesley Big Crockett, Powell, shooting two. 3:32 to play here in the fourth quarter. First free throw is no good. However, she gets the second one to go down. Palmore now with 2 points in this second half. 60-33, 3.5 to play. Ivett now races her way into the teeth of the defense. And she's just hugged by a couple of Gators. That's only their first team foul in this fourth quarter. A Gator team that hasn't fouled too many times other than, again, Reagan Bone, who has 4. Wesley Kate Crocker enters the game for the Warriors. Sydney Dunlap, they leave her alone, and she kisses it off the glass. She gets it to go. She's now scored in every quarter. She has 23 for the Lee Scott Warriors, and now a double dribble as Clark Ivett was right there as soon. It's number 14, Claire Hargrove, turned around. Under 3.5 to play here in the contest. Clark Ivett stands at the top of the key. Warriors almost happy just dribbling this one out for as long as you can. Wesley Kate Crocker gets to the free throw line. Now to Charlie Huddleston. She gets to the left elbow. Now back to Crocker. Nobody picks her up until she gets to the wing. Thought about the three. Huddleston now back to Ivett. Sets the on-ball screen. Elbow jumper is good.
Ivett!
A nice dribble handoff. Charlie Huddleston able to set the screen, and now Maggie Herndon gets the steal. Guarded by Palmore, layup is no good, and Palmore now going the other way. A 3-on-0 break. They throw it down low, but it's knocked out of bounds or dribbled out of bounds. As it was Malia West Sanchez who bobbled it momentarily, tried to save it, but almost looked as if she just walked out of bounds with it. 2:15 to play here in the contest. 64-33. Clark Ivins with the ball at the top of the key. Gets to the left elbow. Kick out Henderson. Top of the key three from Crocker. Won't go down. Bone skies in for the rebound, but it's stripped away by Peyton Lakeman, and I believe she's going to get called for steps. She will. As we've hit 2 minutes to play. .64-33, 1:40 to play here in the contest. Brooklyn Forbes set to check in for the Lee Scott Warriors. My goodness, what a contest. And what a performance by Coach Corey Harrison, the entire coaching staff, and the Lee Scott Warriors here in the varsity girls game. Ball is almost knocked out of bounds. Instead, will be saved by Palmore, but she steps on the sideline. 1:15 and counting here inside Sanford Gymnasium. Forbes will check in for Clark Ivett again, who we got to celebrate here this evening. Forbes the basketball. Dribble handoff to Huddleston. Has it on the left wing. Crocker right at the top of the key. She knocks it down. Had a foot on the line. Only a two. The guys that called it a three, I believe only a two. But regardless, a nice bucket for Crocker. She's in the scoring column. Huddleston almost gets a steal with 37 seconds. Dribble handoff to West Sanchez. Now to Palmore, guarded by Huddleston. Now down low to Reagan Bone. Her turnaround jumper is no good. Henderson will clear the rebound. And Emerson White with a frustration shove foul. 22 seconds to play. And the clock continuing to tick down. 66-33. Crocker will walk things up. And you can hear the applause begin to build here inside Sanford Gymnasium. She'll just play keep away with Emerson White, who will pick up a foul, but it won't matter. The Lee Scott varsity girls dominate here at home and make it three straight over the Glenwood Gators. They win it 66-33.